A wild podcast appears. Hello, and welcome to Poke Radar, the new Pokemon semi-regular podcast on GamesRadar.com. I'm your host, Henry Gilbert, and I'm here with...
Hollander Cooper.
And...
Ryan Teljanik.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hi, Henry. Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon. It's Woo! An exciting time to be a Pokemon fan with the recent announcement of a new game. So we felt like it was time to... have a new Pokemon podcast on the site. We had an old one, stopped a couple years ago, but a year and a half
ago. The time
ago.
Is right.
Yeah, time is right for it.
A wild Pokemon game has appeared, so
yes.
we have to capture it in our Pokeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Gotta throw out that Pokeball, watch it shake three times.
Hold down and B. Out of superstition.
Yeah, I always do that. I don't want to move when it happens.
Like, I don't do it. I just freeze in place and don't breathe.
Yeah, just don't breathe.
The DS is a sensor. It can tell when I'm scared, and the less frightened I am, the more likely it is to actually catch the Pokemon.
Yeah, I think I also have a sharp intake of breath, so I'll be ready to shout an expletive when it busts open. And I've
have you ever wondered though, if your heart? Have you ever been in a situation where your heart has been pounding super hard, and you're like, oh my god, even what if that pulses through my fingertips, and messes this up?
Or more like, what if I die and everyone knows that it's because I was angry that I didn't catch this Pikachu?
Mm-hmm. I would never break something over not catching it.
Well, especially a Pikachu.
Well, not yet. Right. Pikachus are so easy. They're such common rats.
They weren't originally. Oh, I remember that one field in the original that you could get them in. I remember just farming that field for 2 hours because I was like, Ash has a Pikachu, so that means I get to have a Pikachu.
And then I was
then getting one and then being like, they're not that good.
I remember loading up Red and being like, I can't start with a Pikachu? That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
This nonsense. So yeah, Poke Radar. How often?
We're maybe bi-weekly, every 2 weeks. We're going to have an update as news appears for Pokemon.
Wild news appears.
Yeah, wild news appears. Got to say that every time.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, whenever wild news appears, we will be ready on Route 34.
Yeah!
Just waiting for cute
I'm sitting
creatures.
Around in Lavender Town. My feet are up. I'm watching some Pokemon... world championship on TV, and Pokemon are just tearing each other apart. And then all of a sudden, I hear that wild news appeared, and I just run over to Route 34 to record a podcast.
In the tall grass.
No, that'd be dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. And
scary.
So, the big news that started all this was the announcement of Pokemon X and Y for the 3DS, which happened a few weeks ago, and a very surprise announcement, Nintendo... just said, hey, 3 a.m. Pacific time, we're going to have an international video talking about the future of Pokemon.
And they've done this before, and usually it's like, hey, guess what? You know how you guys don't really care about 3DS wear or Wii wear? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what's getting a game where you're able to view 3D models of Pokemon?
Yes.
Happy you woke up at 3 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
But this time, actual real 3D Pokemon are there in the new X and Y. So, yeah, they revealed it. They had, this long... preamble where they talked about Iwata spent a minute talking about each previous generation of Pokemon, and then finally the 3DS one, which they waited it'll be out more than 2 years into the 3DS's lifespan, which
right.
is kind of a long wait for a Pokemon game. But then when you see how much the graphics have stepped up from black and white, you can see where the time came in.
Yeah, it's sort of, I think it's fair to say that this is the Pokemon, it looks to be the Pokemon game that Pokemon fans have been expecting since they, since they played a Nintendo 64, and then they played Pokemon, and they were like, huh, so when are you going to do this one?
Yeah. Well, I remember always thinking, okay... surely they're going to release a straight-up console Pokemon game that isn't, an offshoot or a photography session or anything like that.
It's just crazy to think that, at any point they could have released on, the Wii, been it's Pokemon Black and White on the Wii. When you're in the overworld, it's a 2D map, and it's just a higher-def version of the DS one. And then when you start a battle, it's just, we're just going to use the character models we already made for the last Pokemon game. And they just never did it.
Yeah. But this one, in Black and White, they had a real advancement of the character models, which just they moved around more, but they were still the same drawings and the same poses they'd always used. But now every Pokemon is a 3D character model, which I think the app you were talking about, the Pokedex 3D Pro, that was, they were just making hundreds of character models for this game in secret. And they're like, well, yeah, let's do something with these character models. We got them. We built them. Let's just reuse them.
And I remember when that came out, everyone was just like, if the next Pokemon game doesn't use these models, I'll have no, like, they're already on the 3DS. You wouldn't even need to put them on the cartridge.
Yeah, I don't understand Nintendo if they don't use that.
But they are. And not only that, but the actual game world is in 3D for the first time as well.
Mm-hmm. And like, there's, like you said, the tall grass. That was how they introduced it. Like, a Pikachu pops out of tall grass and is like, hey, guys, I'm here to tell you about the new game.
I can talk now.
I can talk.
I'm shooting electricity off of the Eiffel Tower like an evil overlord.
It's weird. That should have been Meowth doing that, shouldn't it?
Nah, nobody cares about Meowth.
Well, yeah, speaking of that Eiffel Tower, skip ahead a little in the notes. It seems like it is a European setting for this one, which would shake things up. Like the first three games, I believe it was, those were all set in different parts of Japan, basically. And like Black and White was the first to be clearly like, this is America. Like,
sure.
Here's New York City. Here's
with an eerie memorial to the Twin Towers.
Yeah, it is weird. Like, that is very strange.
But it was the first. I mean, the Black and White was very clearly an American style one, and this one, people have even matched up pictures from the trailer and actual locations, and it's just France.
Mm-hmm.
It's Europe. Huh.
I just didn't expect them to go to Europe when I saw the Eiffel Tower. I was like, well, that's got to be Tokyo Tower. Like, they don't go to Europe; they stay in Japan.
Right?
That's how they do these things. And the same with when they first showed off the new main characters, what I'm assuming is the girl main character, like, looks so different from the boy main character. It used to be they'd look like they were brother and sister, if not clones of each other.
Yeah.
But now this one, it's a girl with blonde, like long blonde hair.
And Carmen San Diego outfit.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, the main character looks cut pretty much from the same cloth as Ash. And the Black and White guys.
Yeah, and he also has sunglasses on his hat. But people have pointed out that in some of the pictures, some of the time where he's running around, you don't see the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Meaning they could be either an item. I wouldn't be surprised if there was this cave is too bright for you. Mm. Or maybe it's some character customization.
Yeah, I'd like it if there were just straight up character customization. They've been experimenting with that more, too. And Fire Emblem has a lot of that, character customization stuff. Which is a nice change from how I think just in general, Nintendo's getting more flexible with their
sure.
series.
Yeah, it seems like it.
All right, and then the big news though is the new Pokemon of Pokemon. They've only five of the new set have been revealed so far. So we'll start with the three starters. Like that's the right place to start.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So there's Fennekin, Froakie, and Chespin, Fire, Water, and Grass, respectively.
Yes.
Fennekin is my favorite. I like fiery foxes, and the name seems to denote Fennec Fox, which are the adorable foxes with little heads and giant ears and
painfully beautiful and awesome creatures.
It's surprising that they haven't copied them before in a Pokemon design.
Yeah, I usually go with the water type, but Chespin is so damn cute, and
yeah,
people
really
have
is.
Already made dramatic chipmunk gifts of the dramatic chipmunk, except because Chespin is essentially a chipmunk with a green hat on.
Yeah.
And they just add that hat. It's just it's such a cute creature. And Froakie is...
No, see, Froakie's mine just because he's a little frog with two little cotton balls on his face and a beard.
He also looks super French.
He
like
does.
Just in like a French not like a French person, but like a French cartoon.
Well, because frog is a derogatory term for French people.
If you look at the way French cartoons are done, they usually have that sort of aesthetic, and it feels kind of like they captured it with Froakie. I'm also thinking that Froakie's going to have the coolest evolutions.
Yeah, I think so.
They do some cool stuff with water evolutions.
Yeah, I think Fennekin has the least space to go. Like you're just going to become a bigger fox or maybe a wolf or something.
Yeah.
Right? There's not more. Well, the Chespin, it's hard to predict that one.
What if Chespin's evolutions are just mainly hat based?
I was actually thinking it'd be cool if they made him look more and more ferocious. Like, the third one is, like, necks bulging, but he still has that cute little hat. But he looks almost like, imagine if, like, the Ren and Stimpy character design. Just like the super muscular guy, except with that little hat on it. That's my guess for the highest evolution.
Retains his same hat that he starts with?
He can't
except he
hats.
Goes Super Saiyan.
Basically. Yes, exactly.
Right. Well, okay. When I take a closer look at his body, I think his hat, like, extends down his back and then to his tail. Like, he has a little... He has a green tail with a red point on it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does.
So I think he's, like, supposed to be... Maybe he's, like, half mammal, half reptile is this thing.
He's weird.
He's super cute.
Yeah, and then their action, like, when you saw their moves in in the trailer, it looked like it could be, you know, implying a dual type, though.
Some have shot that down.
Yeah.
But,
we'll see.
They specifically had each Pokemon do two moves.
Mm-hmm.
And they all did an elemental move. Like, obviously, like Froakie shot water. But then Froakie also did something that looks a lot like a martial arts, like a...
Yeah, he like wrapped himself around his enemy.
And did a bunch of weird kicks.
Yeah, it was really strange.
And huh. I mean, and
another pulled out what looked like a dark move.
Yeah, but... some people were like, it's actually Growl. And it's like, maybe, but why would they show something that has like purple smoke? Like, it just looks like they could be hinting at it. And the three that it looks like specifically are Fighting, Dark, and Psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another one of another trinity of power types that work well against one another, like rock, paper, scissors. And specifically, they work opposite to the three other elemental types they are.
Yeah, that would be a nice new, like, depth to the thing. I thought there had never been a dual type before, but technically, Bulbasaur was a dual type. He was grass and poison.
Right.
Hmm.
Every other starter forever has been one type. But yeah, when they sent out, Nintendo sent out the first art of it, it had like an only fire type next to it that they could evolve into a dual type later as
that
possible.
Could be it. Maybe each of them gets one move and their next type is a dual type.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, that'd be
really
cool.
Guys nickname your Pokemon ever, or do you keep them the same?
No. Nope.
I don't nickname
Never have.
I do like putting ribbons on them though when they give you that choice. But, all right, and then there's the other two revealed were the legendaries, who the X and the Y of the
literally
series.
Their bodies are an X and a Y.
Yeah.
So though they're Xerneas and Yveltal are X and Y, which I think Y, I definitely like Y more because
he's a bird.
It's a cool bird, but like a bird that instead of like feathers as what looks to be like a very thin membrane or fruit roll-ups as his arms. Fruit roll-ups with claws attached. And you can like see, it looks like you can see veins through.
Yeah.
Like they make a point of having like the sun shine through them in it. And it looks really cool, I think. And,
yeah, that is neat. Wow.
Well, meanwhile, X just looks like another...
Xerneas.
Xerneas.
He's basically
he's a deer.
Antelope.
Wasn't there a character in like Mononoke or something that...
Yeah. It definitely feels like a Mononoke type or a Miyazaki type character.
Yeah, like a deer with 900 antlers. People have pointed out that if you look at the antlers, though, there's just like a bunch of different colored gems in them, and some like they kind of look like they might correspond to the Pokemon, like the previous Pokemon games, but that could just be a coincidence because I mean, red, blue, black, white, like those are colors.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be a nice little tribute though if that were the case.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's just too... My problem with him is they just... In Black and White, their secondary legendaries in that were they were the Sword Brothers. They were basically supposed to be the Three Musketeers plus a new guy. But they were all like based on deer or guys like that guy. So he looks too similar to the previous secondary legendaries. That's why I'm not as into him, so... Hmm. I am going to be going with whichever. Sometimes you like get the like with Black and White. I thought I could buy black to get Zekrom, but or the black one. But instead, you had to buy white to get the black one and white to get and black.
I usually just go with the opposite of what everyone else is getting, just so I can have different Pokemon to trade.
That's true. That's a smart way. It's a long game.
I mean, I just feel like I don't really. I mean, if I end up catching a legendary, I'm not going to use them anyway.
Yeah, they become a part of my team. I wouldn't use them in battle, but...
you don't want them to get hurt. They're gods, Henry.
They're fine. That is so weird, as you pointed out in that awesome feature, that people should look up the top seven most...
Disturbing things about the Pokemon universe.
Is that you basically capture gods. or yeah. even God in one case.
Like, yeah, and if you actually, like, some people have mentioned, like, X and Y, like, so that is probably representative of either male and female, but probably X and Y axis, which make the 3D plane.
Oh, wow.
And it's clever. Like, so it's like, these might end up being, because, like, they usually end up being, like, in black and white, it was, like, God of time and God of space. Mm-hmm. And in this one, it might be, like, the God of, like, reality. And you're going to throw them at people and be like, go fight their rats. Go stomp on their fox.
You've lived since the beginning of creation. Take out this rock man.
Like, yeah, you're responsible for the existence of water. Kill this whale.
Also, this brings the total. They haven't said how many exactly are going to be in the game, but it brings the total over 700, has been the comment made now. Like, I think it was 664 or something. Like, it wasn't 666. I remember that, but it was over 650. And so the last game introduced over 150 new ones. Most of the ones before introduced 100 new ones. I kind of hope they just stick to 100 new ones this time. Like, 150. The reason 150, I think, worked in black and white was that they made an effort that it was almost like a reboot. They just said, you can only catch the new guys in this new game first.
And then after that, you get to... Though in this one, I mean, like we said, there's 5 new Pokemon they've shown, but they showed off, like, 20 in the trailer total,
mm-hmm.
and 15 of those were old Pokemon. Yeah. So it doesn't look... Unless they're just using those because they want to... like, keep the other stuff up their sleeve, mm-hmm. it looks like they're kind of abandoning the idea of an entire new, fresh cast.
I do think they want to keep, you know, it a secret, but they did. I also think, yeah, it was a very clear message of the old guys are available from the start. You guys want to capture the old guys and the new guys at the same time, so sorry we tried something new here.
Well, I mean, for somebody like me, like, I played Red and Blue and Yellow, and then I hadn't touched a Pokemon game since... Which I'm really looking forward to this kind of the 3D one, and I kind of hope that I can capture some of the old ones just because those are what I'm familiar with. You know, there's now this gap of 400 Pokemon between when I used to play religiously and then when I kind of, you know, stopped playing the series. And, you know, I feel like it would be a little intimidating for me to jump into it and not know what any of these Pokemon are.
Especially if they're adding, like, let's say they add 100 new ones. It's like I've played every... iteration, but I haven't beaten all of them, and I certainly haven't caught them all. So even for me, who follows the series pretty close, there's still, if they have 100 new ones, and I interact with like 50 from Black and White, 50 from each game, kind of a thing, I'm not going to be able to tell you which ones are new and which ones aren't. Even if I've already caught the old ones in other games, there are 700 of them. I don't know them all anymore.
We're getting old. We're losing our memories. It's just,
like, you pull up a chart of the original 151, I'll name them like no one's business. But then once you move past, like, number 205, my knowledge, save for starters, just dies.
Yeah, and I think that might have been originally one of the reasons why I didn't keep up with the series is once they're like, hey, by the way, a couple hundred new Pokemon. That was just an intimidating thing for me right then. But, you know, after having seen the trailer for this new one, I don't think I can resist it anymore. I have to jump back in.
They need to follow Persona and have one of the ones you find a devil sitting on the toilet. I caught that Persona recently.
That's awesome.
His actual Persona move is he, like, stretches his arms, and then he looks like he like, all of a sudden, like, kind of, like, puts his arms down like he just finished going to the bathroom. And it was like, all right.
If you want a more grown-up Pokemon, Persona is the game to pick up, guys.
Yes.
All right. And then the last... Oh, so yeah, it's on the 3DS,
obviously.
I wonder, like, that has the camera. It's got more online and motion features.
Has a pedometer built in.
Yeah, pedometer built in. Like they.
Oh my God, it's like Pocket Pikachu all over again.
Exactly. Or like the Pokewalker.
As long as I can get a bunch of shakes and then give them, like, spend those on presents for my Pokemon, I'll be happy.
What else has used coins? Like, everything Nintendo comes out with uses coins, but nothing else does.
Yeah.
I must have, like, a trillion coins saved up right now.
Well, you hit 300 and then you can't earn anymore.
I must have 300 coins saved up right now.
Yeah. The last game I remember that really used it in any way was Kid Icarus. Like, Kid Icarus, you could use it to buy more eggs to then crack open and hopefully get some fancy collectible. So
I'd be surprised if this game didn't have something like use your coins to buy ribbons or puffins. Or
then
whatever.
There's also the AR functionality, and I wonder too if you can do like Pokemon battles on top of your table or something like that.
Oh, they'd be crazy not to sell cards like that.
Exactly.
That you
just like they did with Kid Icarus.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff would go nuts. It was
maybe
incredibly popular.
Kid Icarus
popular
was just
game.
The testing ground for all the stuff they were going to do in Pokemon in the next year.
Maybe they're gonna reboot Pokemon cards and have an AR on the back of all of them.
Oh my God. Fun fact, I used to do Pokemon card tournaments religiously in my local hobby shop, and where you would go, and we had this big, huge hobby room with kids playing against each other, and then they would give you badge booklets. And after you won X amount of matches, they would give you an actual badge. And it was amazing.
I've never talked about religion to you or heard you talk about religion, and you've used it twice on this podcast to describe your addiction to Pokemon.
It was hardcore.
This is what parents hate. This is why parents don't like video games.
That's true.
It's just like, I can't get Ryan to go to church with me, but he keeps talking about how his religious affiliation to pocket monsters.
That's right. Well, you know, it is interesting for me just because I was so heavily involved with the, red, blue, and yellow, and then the Pokemon cards. And I keep thinking, like, why did I stop? And I keep kind of coming back to the fact that there are just so many. And no.
Well, what was your age? Took your time. How old were you, like, in 98?
11.
12?
11, 12.
12, okay.
Yeah, I was right there with you, which was like prime age to pick up Red and Blue. But I think it was like back then it was when you had to be a little more picky with what games you were going to get.
Yeah.
And for me it was like, do I get this other Pokemon game that I played the last. It almost felt like, you know how people with Madden skip a Madden generation?
Exactly.
I kind of felt like I still would play them eventually, but I only got hooked on like every other one.
Yeah, that's that's the exact feeling, because I was like, I've played these three back to back to back, and nothing really changed much. And so then I was thinking to myself, well, why am I going to spend money? Like, I have such limited options when it comes to how many games I can get in a given time period.
I can't pirate these on my computer. Right.
That is why I hope this Pokemon gets maybe finally really breaks out of the linear progression of, like, gym leader to master, and then fighting a cult at the same time.
That said, like, I love that.
Yeah, I also want that.
It's like whenever Nintendo's like, I think we're going to make a new Zelda. We're going to make a new Zelda game, but be aware, it's going to be different. And for a second, I'm like, that sounds awesome. And then I'm like, but I should go to a fire temple and get the fire emblem. And then go to
the sand temple and water.
What about the water? What about I need to find a water temple. I'm sure it's going to be terrible, but if it's not there, I'm going to cry.
Exactly. So I think Game Freak will still stick to what they were doing, though. I still think they'll stick to the template, but I do think after Black and White, like, they really did make the story a lot deeper than any of the previous ones. I hope they stick with that in X and Y. Like, the Black and White asked a lot of questions that I thought Game Freak was afraid to ask, of like, I mean, aren't these slaves? Aren't you treating them like slaves?
Isn't this dogfighting except with slaves?
Yeah.
Except for with even cuter animals.
Yes.
That have even more horrifying attacks than dogs do.
That apparently we know they have their own language, and we know some of them can actually speak to us,
yet
we still have no moral quandaries with what we're doing.
All right. Thanks for the nice conversation. Get back in your ball.
Yeah.
Thanks for appearing here every day to light up the sun, but God, I'm going to capture you. You are beneath me. I am a human.
So far, good work on time and space, you two. You guys have just done a bang-up job, but I really, really need you. I need to fly you to these places.
You've been guardian of this forest for so long, huh? Well, I need to get all this Pokédex out.
Time to be a guardian of the Elite Four.
Exactly.
The Elite Four gets beaten by children regularly, and most of the time you go and you beat them, and then you hear like, surprise, a child had just beat us 10 minutes earlier. Like, even with infinite supplies of full heals.
Yeah. How can you, there's Elite Four. They're such a, my favorite Elite Four guy is the gold and silver one. The Pokemon champion in that. He's the Dragon Master.
Yes.
He's got all dragons. Maybe because dragon type is
broken.
One of my favorite types. It is kind of broken, but dragons should be awesome.
And I appreciate the fact that the game at least acknowledges that dragons are broken enough to make a boss that only has dragons, and his role in the world is, I'm the best at Pokemon. It's like, because you're basically cheating.
Well, though, if you step to him with dragons, dragon versus dragon, they both have...
Double dragon. Super, I had to.
Dragon is super effective on dragon, so you just have to have
dragon on dragon action.
You just got to be faster on the draw with
out
the dragon.
Out dragon
him. Yeah, that's all. So the last part of this I thought was really cool is that it comes out October worldwide. That
right.
For the longest time, it's not the longest time, since forever, the fact of life of being an American, or I guess just a non-Japanese Pokemon player, is every new Pokemon is spoiled for you months before the game comes
out. Yeah, you have the Pokedex online day one of the Japanese release in January when it comes out in your November.
Yeah, and then like the only surprise is what are the names going to be? Like, so this time, even though it will the very first day or probably a week beforehand when the first person that steals it and rips it all to their computer, but pretty much as soon as the game comes out, we'll get to discover it together. The whole world will get to discover their favorite guys together. They won't get all the stats ahead of time. They won't get to plan stuff out and plan out their teams before they get it. It just, I don't know. I think it's really cool.
It is, and I'm excited. And if it comes out like 6 months before, I'm not going to be able to stop myself from spoiling it all.
Yeah.
But if it's a week, I can make a week.
Right? Well, it's kind of like the back when I played it for the first time and my friends were playing it for the first time, and we just had no other knowledge of the Pokemon universe, really, aside from like the TV show. But we're like kind of discovering the original 151 for the first time. That was a really neat feeling.
Yeah, and especially when you'd get one they hadn't seen, and you'd like use it against them in battle with your awful link cable.
I did
it's
that all
like,
the time.
Where did you get that? It's like, you think I'm telling you?
Oh man,
I remember. Bow down.
I remember a 4th of July camping trip where me and my buddy and all of our families went, and we just took our Game Boys and our link cables and battled each other nonstop.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, but once it was so freeing to be rid of that link cable, you know, on the DS.
Remember I remember back in the day when you had a Pokemon that was, you needed to trade it to evolve it.
Yeah.
It was like, that's damn near impossible. Right. And then like in 2013, it's just like, oh, this is the easiest evolution ever. Hey man, can I trade with you real quick? Cool. All right, done.
Mm-hmm. Bleep bloop, done. That's it. Yeah.
Takes longer to watch the cutscene of your Pokemon being shoved into an internet than it does to just find somebody that will trade with you.
I do miss the animation, though, of watching something go over a link cable and, like, when the transfer would happen then.
Nintendo has always had a way of making inconveniences fun to appreciate. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, look at it. It's going through the little, that annoying cable that I lost, and it's frayed, and it barely fits into the, and if we have two different kinds of Game Boy Advances, it's hard to get them to fit.
Well, I think that's kind of just part of Japanese culture in general, because like when Henry and I were in Japan, and you'd be waiting at a bus stop, there'd be a super cute anime character on a sign like, please wait patiently at the bus stop.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like anything you do, there are those cute, just...
They love mascots.
Animated characters. That,
like, even, like, it takes, when you transfer from your, like, Wii to your Wii U, Pikmin on the Wii take all of your data, put it on a spaceship, and blast off and land on your SD card, which you then put in your thing, and they blast off from your SD card and land in your Wii U in HD. It's like, come on!
Yeah,
that's awesome if it weren't for the fact that that particular image, for some reason, reminds me of vicious ants carrying dead body parts into their
That's sort of what Pikmin is.
I think in general, Nintendo loves to have design flaws and just design something with an obvious flaw. And then when they could go back and fix it, they're like, nah, we'll make the best lemonade out of these lemons we possibly can. And people will accept it. And then you see something cute or they use it to the best of their abilities. And like with that Pikmin thing, it would be better if you could just say, put it on cloud storage and then re-download it instead of just
drop it onto a USB.
Yes.
And without needing to download three different programs. But you know what? Those Pikmin, made it all worthwhile.
Oh,
I was ear to ear.
I can't wait to download stuff onto my Wii U so I can watch the Pikmin thing. That's what I was trying to go with that, but I'm really bad at jokes.
Well, there's also another 3DS Pokemon game coming out this year, like in March. It's the newest mystery dungeon, and they can just tide you over till
I have never played one.
Or you could go back and play Conquest. That wasn't a was that a 3DS game or just
no,
a DS?
No, just DS. But yeah, that was a good tactics RPG. Yeah.
We should do an episode just explaining what the hell Mystery Dungeon is to people who have never played them.
Well, Mystery Dungeon is such a weird sell because it's one of the most hardcore genres there is that nobody likes. I don't think anybody actually enjoys mystery. So it's a roguelike where Mystery Dungeons are roguelikes where you are in a dungeon, you take a step, they take a step. Death is forever. You lose all your stuff if you die, but you can collect things. And it's like, should I go to the next level or should I exit? But then I'd have to walk up all these things again.
Why would they do that?
Because Nintendo likes to do strategic partnerships like that. And so Chunsoft is the biggest Mystery Dungeon developer there is, which is not that.
That doesn't mean anything in America.
It's pretty much meaningless. But it's still a big-ish series in Japan, and so Nintendo wanted to make, like, a Mystery Dungeon for kids that's, like, the most friendly, but it's still mean as hell. Like,
and they do well enough in them. I bet you they didn't expect it to do nearly that well in America.
Yeah,
they've made, like, 6 Mystery Dungeon games.
Now, the Ranger series, that I can't explain. I never played those. I'm not exactly sure.
We should look into all those.
Yeah, we can just have a...
We're big Pokemon fans, and we have no idea about an entire franchise of Pokemon.
Well, you know, once you've done Mystery Dungeon, it's hard to go. I remember Ranger just feels, you know, you go super hardcore with Mystery Dungeon, feels like you're like wussing out to play Ranger. All right, so last bit for today's episode, it's going to be a regular feature on the show called the Pokemon Spotlight. This week we're going to go with get the biggest obvious one out of the way, Pikachu. So
Pikachu
is
the bit just all of us doing Pikachu impressions for
just
like
do that
10
for 5 minutes?
Pikachu,
that's what he's
Pikachu.
Getting electrocuted.
Pikachu he was created not to be the main character of the series. He's not a starter. He was just an electric rat you capture like hours into the game,
like level 30 or like something.
Yeah, and you're really like. The only way he's any use to you is if you use a Thunderstone and immediately make him Raichu. Like, and he's a lot more powerful.
Yeah, but he looked way cuter as Pikachu, so I always had a hard time turning him into
Raichu. Just because of the TV show, though.
Yeah. No, it's exactly right.
Yeah, he was also, like, drawn as kind of fat, too. Like, or just like a weird oval shape. But then they made him the main character on the
show. Who was it supposed to be? Was it Clefairy?
Yeah, Clefairy was supposed to be the main character on the show.
Just a boring-looking... Really? There are, like, 9 Pokemon that look exactly like Clefairy.
Yeah, they like pink, fluffy guys.
It's essentially there's essentially a subgenre of Pokemon that is these are Kirbys and Clefairy, Jigglypuff. Like, there's an entire.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially a type like Electric is. It's Kirby-like.
Kirby type.
Kirby-like.
It's like a roguelike.
So I did love their metronome attack, which is just random. Could be insane. Could be nothing. I especially liked metronome when it like appeared in the Smash Brothers games. You know, you throw out the Pokeball and out comes Clefairy and. He might just shine a light on you, or a giant explosion might happen.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Also with Pikachu, he became Ash's Pokemon in the show, and he's always been with him when Ash keeps losing and getting new Pokemon and losing and getting new cast members. Like, Pikachu has always been with him.
Well, for me, of course, he was made popular by the TV show, and by the time I got I think Red was the first one I got. I expected to play with a Pikachu right from the beginning. And I remember at the time being a little bummed out that I didn't have access to one. But, you know, I came to love my Squirtle just as much.
And if you started with a Pikachu, you would not have cared at all about the...
No.
It kind of ruins the balance a little, really. Like, you need a starter that can evolve into a very powerful Pokemon, not just one who you're going to stop using. Like, that's the best part about the starters is that they keep growing with you.
They're the only Pokemon that have really good early, mid, and late level play. Mm-hmm.
That's what they're made to be. Like, well, meanwhile, Pikachu is just, he's cute. And then in Yellow, I remember it was pretty cool that in Yellow, like, they put in a chip so he could say Pikachu in the game. Like, a very garbled Pikachu would be... it would get vomited out of the sound chip on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
And it was a yellow cart. I remember that, too. Sexy yellow cart. And you said you had the Pocket Pikachu, did you?
I did, yes. I loved that thing. My cousin and I had it. And I remember, We went, my mom was really into arts and crafts shows at the time, and we went with her just so we could walk and get and get points in our pocket Pikachu. I took it to school, like, you guys, look how many I have. And my friend was like, that's cool, man, but I maxed mine out. And he showed me, and I was super bummed, and they didn't like me anymore.
Aww.
Which most of my childhood went that way.
Shaped your future.
My little brother had it, too, but he always shook it in his hand. Like, he would...
Yeah. I mean, I did that sometimes, too.
Cheater!
It's so much faster than taking that many steps.
Have you seen the Pendleton Ward video he did with Pikachu in it?
How does that one go?
It's just, Pikachu farts.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ash yells at him, like, yo, man, you can't go around farting. You have to hide it. And he just, like, it's just a bunch of different scenes from Pokemon of him being, like, it's like... Sometimes I just clap, and it's just like him sitting there eating lunch with Misty, and then he just goes like, all of a sudden he goes, and it's just like, it's like four different scenes like that.
Now I wonder, that's got me thinking about Pokemon sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that process works. Like, what happens in the Pokeball when they're just chilling in there?
And they have to go to the...
Yeah, like...
I think they become pure energy or information, because they can be sent on a PC through the internet to other people's PCs, so...
So is there just like a bunch of Pokemon poo clouding up the net?
No, because they don't. Yeah. I don't think. Well, I want somebody to do like a ton of research. I want somebody to do a lot of research on like exactly what Pokemon are.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they can be turned into data, and some of them are from outer space.
Yes.
Maybe you know how like there's that theory that all of us are living in a hologram.
Yeah,
like we're all a computer simulation. What if their world actually? I mean, their world is.
Uh-huh.
But what if within continuity their world is and Pokemon are just like a test that's being run on them to see what would happen?
Mm.
Man.
That's heavy stuff.
Potential story for X and Y?
Maybe.
I hope so.
That'd be a great one for their next game. Like, they've all been a lie this whole time.
The game just turns itself off.
Go outside, it says.
Yes.
Oh, Pikachu, one of my favorite Pikachu members was Smash Brothers. Like, at first I really liked playing with him, and then I stopped because I realized I felt he was too cheap and not fair to play.
Pikachu.
Yeah, Pikachu. That's what we called him in our house.
That was a southern thing. Up north, Cheep-a-choo. We called him Cheep-a-choo.
Aw.
Well, because that freaking lightning bolt, down and B, just like, Pika!
It's like, oh yeah, it takes me half a second to cast it, and it does a ridiculous amount of damage to everything above me. And if I'm underneath you guys, I can still hit you.
Straight line of it.
What a jerk.
Yeah. It's such a mean, mean move. But, I mean, that's part of the fun of Smash Brothers is how unbalanced it is. Yeah. All right, so that's the end of this week's, the first ever Poke Radar. In the comments on this one, if you'd like to share your favorite Pikachu memories, we'd be more than ready to see those. Also, be sure to follow Games Radar on Twitter, at Games Radar, and go to us on Facebook, Games Radar on Facebook. And I guess that's about it.
You can review us on iTunes. This is going to be on the Radio Radar feed. And as a general note, we're going to be putting more Games Radar themed podcasts on the Radio Radar theme. They'll all be done with the same tone, so don't freak out and think that we're going to suddenly start loading this podcast feed up with stuff that you won't like. If it's on this podcast feed, it means we think you'll like it. And if you're listening to this podcast because you like our podcasts, then just take our word for it. And if you don't like Pokemon, just don't download the Pokemon episode.
Or
download
it immediately after it's downloaded. It's better if you download it because we get higher download counts.
Exactly.
But then just delete it or never listen to it.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. And let us know what other kind of themed episodes you want to see. Because I know we're planning to do another spoiler cast. Yep. We're planning to do those pretty regularly. So if you keep up on new releases, you'll be getting those as well.
Yeah. So until next time, Pokemon out. No, that's bad.